We're in the Keses HaSeifer Simen Yud Beis. We're up to Sif Yud Dalid. And this is just a reminder that at this time, Simanim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are receiving an abridged treatment. And Be'ezer Hashem, in the next Machzer, they will receive a fuller treatment. Says the Keses in Sif Yud Dalid. D'yoy shenotfa al ois min Hashem. If you have D'yoy that splattered on a letter of the Shem Hashem. Oy shenifsal ha'ois b'inyin acher. Or one of the oisius of Hashem Hashem became posel in some other way. Shetzrichim ligroid ktsasai, and in order to kasher it now, you have to erase part of that letter. Oi, kesheinai dai ligroid miktsasai, or sometimes it's not enough to just erase part of that letter. Mipnei sheyia chaktoiches, because it'll be chaktoiches. In other words, right now it's halachically posel because of a shinei tzura, and by erasing a little bit, you will turn it into a kosher ois, so that's chakteiches. It's richin ligroid kulois, so you have to erase the entire letter. So is that mutter by Hashem Hashem? So he says mutter legardai, it's mutter to erase it, oy lamachkai. In other words, you can scrape part of it to kasher it, or you can even erase the whole thing. Kedei latakin es Hashem, if you're doing it, because the Isser of Mechika Hashem is only when it's being done what's called Derech Mechika. Ela Derech Tikkun. But if it's being done for Tikkun, then there's no Isser and it's going to be Mutter. In Sifkaten Yud, he brings the Baruch Sha'amar who says that if D'yoy spilled on Hashem, one may lick off the ink of the cloth. So he explains that it has to be talking about a case where the rest of the Shem is also still wet. So when you lick off the problematic area, you can lick off the entire shame in one shot, and that would be mutter. Again, because to there's no iser mechika when it's being done letzayrich tikkun. Seif tezvav, v'cheinim nidbeka ois l'chavrta, if two letters of a shame Hashem are touching each other, yochel ligroid b'neyan, so you can scrape between the two letters and ein bay mishum chakteiches, provided that it's not going to be a case of chakteiches. For instance, if a chaf and a vav are touching, so that becomes a mem. So if you're going to scrape between it, that's chakteiches. You're kashering the chaf and the vav al yedei mechika, and you're creating a new tsuras ois. But if it's just a regular case, lamashal, let's say a shin is touching an ayin after it, so there's no shin or tsura. So over there, it's mutter to erase the negia between the two letters. V'yizar b'kol ma'ad ha'efsher, you just have to be careful, ligroid rak ha'dibuk, just to erase the part that's touching. V'loy ba'ais atzmai, but don't take off from the letter of the Shem itself. V'ein ha'tzarech achar kach lahavir b'kol mas'al ha'shem l'kachay, and once you've done this, you're not mechuyev to be mavir kol mas on the Shem Hashem to be Mekadeshit, because it's already Niskadesh, you just have to take off that little bit, which is Mutter. And Sifkot and Yud Aleph, he brings the Noi de Behuda, who says that it's only Mutter to be Mafrid, a Negiah between two Isis of Hashem, if they were touching B'Shas Ksiva. However, the Keses says that the Ramah Mipanu and the Maral Miprag hold not like the Noi de Behuda, and that's how he paskins that it's Mutter to make this Mechika. Says the Keses in Sif Tez Zayin, V'chein im nimtza nekev b'tzad ois min Hashem. What if you have a hole adjacent to a letter from the Shem Hashem ba'oifen shenifsal, in a way that the letter now is posel, meaning it was there mishas ksiva, yigroid ma'at min ha'ois la'saisei mugaf bil, so you can take off a little bit of this letter, even though it's a letter of Hashem Hashem, you can scrape off a little bit of the letter to make it mugaf gvil. V'acharkach, and once you've done that, Yad biktlai me'achirei haklaf, you should paste on a matlis on the back of the klaf, shelo yisra hanekev, that the hole shouldn't be visible. U'mashehu goyrid ma'at min ha'ois, this that we're giving you a kula to erase a little bit of the letter, lo'yhavei kamoichik, that's not a problem of mechikas Hashem. Why? Ela mitaken, because you're doing it for tikkun, you're not doing it for mechika. Kevan sha'ad ata lo'yhaya kosher, since until now it wasn't kosher at all, so obviously that's going to be called Derech Tikkun, and that would be Mutter. In Sifkaten Yud Beis, he says that the Be'er Esek says to first put on the matlis. In other words, the Keses said that you should scrape from the ice and then put on the matlis. The Be'er Esek says, no, first put on the matlis and then scrape. However, the Lishka agrees with the Melech HaShamayim that it's better to do it the other way around. First to scrape, and then to put on the matlis. Why does he say that? Because according to the Taz, the matlis kashes it. So once you, if you put on the matlis first, it's already kosher. And now you won't have a heter to scrape. The problem is that not everyone agrees to the Taz. So what's better to do is to first scrape, and then to put on the matlis. And that way it's mutter to scrape according to everybody. And the matlis is just there that it should look better. However, he says, b'di'evit, even if the matlis was already put on, it's still mutter to scrape. Since l'maisa, we don't paskin like the Taz. So you're doing it l'tzarech tikkun, and that would be mutter. But l'chatchila, it's best, he says, if you could do it the other way around. Se'if yud zayin, hey shel Hashem, shakara nidbeko l'gago, if you have a hey of Hashem Hashem, that the left leg is touching the gag, im hadibuk hu'av, so if it's a thick negia, hu'av k'tzas b'inyin shenikol kol she'iches, that it mamish doesn't look like a hey anymore, it looks like a ches, so then it doesn't make a difference, ben shenasa ken b'shas k'siva, whether it happened when you were making the hey, ben shenasa ken la'achar kach, mutter ligrei des haregel u'lataknoi, either which way, it's going to be mutter to erase that regel and to fix it, because it's mamish shini tzura, azoy zok diri eskandrani, and since we said in Simen Ches that you have to erase the entire regel, and it's not enough to just separate the dibuk from the gag, because then you're going to be turning a ches into a hey al yadei chakika, which is aser. So therefore, the etzah is im yaschil ligrei des haregel mimala lemata. I'm sorry, before the Eitzah, he's still pointing out that if you're going to start scraping from the tap, that's going to turn it into a hay, v'shuv osu l'ngoyabo limchik, and then it's going to be osu to touch it to make a mechika, because now it's a hay. The gam shem shenas al yedei chaktoichas osu l'mochkai, and we said earlier in Simen Yud Aleph Zif Beis, that even if a shem is created al yedei chaktoichas, it's still going to be osu l'mechika, so if you're going to start erasing from the tap, you're going to turn it right away into a hey al yadei chakika, which is going to be aser to touch. V'ayin sham b'sif katan dal, v'mashe kozav al ha-tayafas re'em. Have a look over there. Mikol mokem adayin, posel mishum chaktoiches. But so you haven't accomplished anything, because the ice is going to be posel mishum chaktoiches, and you're not going to be able to touch it, so you're going to be stuck. So the eitzah is, l'chein tzarech lizar l'garde mimata l'mala. The eitzah is to erase it from the bottom up, start from the bottom and scrape your way upwards. And then when you rewrite it l'shem kedushas Hashem. Hazoizok derama mipanu. V'chein b'kol mokem shetzarech ligroid me'oyshe b'shem tzarech libzar b'zeh. And whenever you have to erase a letter from Hashem Hashem, you always have to be sure, as we said previously regarding a yud that's oversized and any other similar such case, you always have to erase it in a way that at no point will it look like the ice. It has to be that you erase it such that at no point it looks like the ice. This way you don't run into a problem of having an iser mechika. V'im harbe hay and vukos. If you have this in a lot of hay, and then you're getting into a question of menumer, and have a look in Chakira Tes Vav. Says the Keses, the final sif in Simen Yud Beis, sif Yud Ches, v'im loy nidbak mamish. If the hay is touching the gag, but it's not a festa negia. It's just elishenei ger rak ma'at. It's just a slight negia. Va'adayin niras kamoi hay, and it still looks like a hay. So then, b'zeh yesh chiluk, she'im nasa ken b'shas k'siva, if it happened when he was writing the hay, then gam ken mutter l'garde b'derech hanizkar. Then it's still going to be mutter to erase it. Why? Because it was never a kosher hay. Since it was never a kosher hay, so mele it's going to be mutter b'mechika from the top down. But if at the time that he wrote it, it was nifrad v'achar kach nidbak ma'at, and then the negia happened afterwards, so he had a kosher hay, and after he had the kosher hay, then he had the negia. Kevan shahaya Hashem kosher v'gam ata adayin nirs k'moy hay, since it was kosher when he wrote the hay, and even now it still looks like a hay. Yesh lehistapik boi emutu legarde eloi. So the Keses is mesupik. In such a case, what is going to be the halacha?